Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode. Now let's listen to 137th verse up to the 140th one.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
أتتركون فيما هاهنا آمنين.
Will you be left in what is here, secure from death?
في جنات وعيون.
Within gardens and springs.
وزروع ونخل طلعها هضيم.
And fields of crops and palm trees with softened fruit.
وتنحتون من الجبال بيوتا فارهين.
And you carve out of the mountains homes with skill.
فاتقوا الله وأطيعون.
So fear Allah and obey me.
Dear listeners, now let's listen to 146th verse unto 150th one. So, during the explanation of these verses, we said that their prophet started criticizing them by saying, أَتُتْرَكُونَ فِيمَا هَهُنَا آمِنِينَ. Don't you think that you will be left secure in enjoyment of whatever you have built? And the Holy Quran says they had many bounties and blessings. Security, finance, farming, welfare, the knowledge of building secure houses. But they, what they did not have, what they were deprived of, was obedience. So he explains the previous brief sentences in details. And he asks them whether they think that they will live eternally in these gardens, springs, and these lands that produce whatever they need. So the verse says, أَتُتْرَكُونَ فِيمَا هَهُنَا آمِنِينَ. Will you be left secure in enjoyment of all you have here? And then he says, فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ, in the gardens and springs, وَزُرُوعٍ وَنَخْلٍ طَلْعُهَا هَضِيمٍ, and in the cornfields and date palms with slender spades. And then he refers to their strong and comfortable houses and says, وَتَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا فَارِهِينَ, and you make houses skillfully out of the mountains exultingly, joyfully. Now, we need to explain some points about the word فَارِه, because the verse says فَارِهِينَ, as we translate it, exultingly and joyfully. This Arabic word is derived from probably the word farah, which originally in the sense of joy accompanied with unawareness is used. Sometimes it has also been used in the sense of skillfulness in doing an action. Of course, both meanings are in line with this verse and the concept the content of the verse regarding to the reproach and the blame of Salih ala Nabina wa Alihi wa Alihi Salam. But whatever the meaning is, the first meaning seems to be more appropriate and more probable. So they were doing these actions joyfully without being in awe of the Almighty Allah. They had totally forgotten about Almighty Allah, His prophets, and obedience.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qum.
So Prophet Salih told them, وَتَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا فَارِهِينَ, and you make houses skillfully out of the mountains, فَارِهِينَ, exultingly, joyfully. So they had the ability to have civilization, but they used this knowledge of building houses not in obedience with the Almighty Allah. So, comparing these verses with the qualities mentioned in the former verses about the people of Ad, it is understood that people of Ad mostly used to apply love of position, while the people of Thamud were mostly the captives of their beliefs, their comfortable lives, their affluence. But they were alike each other in one evil thing. They both used to ignore the call of divine prophets for coming out of the prison, this prison of self-belief, this prison of reaching the rank of theism, and consequently they were punished as the retribution of their deeds. They did not listen to what their prophets told. They did not have obedience, though they had many blessings and affluence and security and welfare and all this stuff. But they did not have obedience from the Immaculate Imam. And this is what the result happens. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ, their prophets told them after all these criticizing. Then be in awe of Allah and obey me. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Things always worked for me. Worry ends when faith begins.